Next application is case number 11351, the application of Robin Wright. Site is located southeast of Road 285, Beaver Dam Road, 1900 feet southwest of Road 287, Kendall Road, being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 234, map 6, parcel 11.01. Requesting a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Identically, we received no letters in support or in opposition to this application and no mail returns.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Robin Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, 19305 Beaver Dam Road, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, appears our office has done work for Ms. Wright in the past. While I don't believe that creates a conflict of interest, if the board felt so, I'd direct any questions go to Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sir. Good evening, ma'am.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, yourself? Okay. You're requesting special use exception for the daycare?
Yes.
Okay.
It's presently a daycare. It's been there since 98. It's gradually expanded from level one, level two, large family. It's been a center for a year, and now we're expanding again within the same structure.
How many children?
Pardon me?
We are increasing it by how many children?
I just threw a number out there, 200, so I didn't have to come back because we did this for 35, and we're expanding now. And they said it was just a matter of what I asked for. So.
And their ages are going to be from the same?
6 weeks to 12.
Okay.
And what days, ma'am? Monday?
Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Monday through Friday,
mm-hmm.
6 to 6.
Yes, sir.
6 weeks to 12 years old?
Correct.
Not 12th grade?
No. No.
Daycare for a 12th grader?
You never know.
Never.
I know.
World might be a better place if we had that.
Yeah. Right? I did have a 16-year-old.
And how would you park him in?
Good parking.
He'd be able to accommodate your increase?
Yes.
Okay.
The board previously granted a case number 9079 on May 23rd of 05 for 12 to 14 children.
Okay.
So you're jumping from 12 to 14 to 200 now.
Actually, we went from 12 to 14 to 35 and now 200.
To 35, okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't think we're going to do 200, but I'm just giving that number.
Number.
Right.
Right. But you do have 35 now, though.
Correct.
All right, ma'am.
200.
Mm. Your facility will be able to hold 200?
No. It won't be able to hold 200. But if for some reason I expand it with an addition or any add-ons to the facility, it could possibly go up to 200, but I have no plans of doing that.
Right now.
I have no plans to do that.
It's less than six times what you have now.
I can't see it.
Okay.
It's not the kids, it's the staff.
Would you say you have 35 now?
Correct.
165 children, you're going to increase it?
I doubt that.
Ooh, yeah.
I doubt that. I think, personally, I'm going to probably do 50 to 55.
Still a good number.
Yeah.
Still a good number.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Mr. Eppen?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
No.
Mr. Workman?
No.
And I have no further questions.
Other than the obvious.
Yeah.
What effect has it had?
A positive effect, definitely.
On the uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Correct.
And do you feel that it would have a substantially adverse effect with more children?
No, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Sharp.
The building that you have now, you said you expect 50 to 55 children would be.
Correct.
How many could you fit in there as a maximum based on your state regulations right now?
According to licensing, which is child care licensing, it's 35 square foot per child, and I think it's probably 1,500 square feet, if I'm not mistaken. But the issue is even if licensing licensed me for 200, there's still the septic issue, there's still the other issues that will prohibit me from going to 200. So unless we were on public water or everything had to line up, all the gods and the moons.
Stars.
Do you have a playground area or anything?
Yes.
Is it fenced in?
Correct, definitely.
And what are your neighboring properties? What are they?
I have my aunt, which is Phyllis Stalling, which is, I would say, to the left of us, if you're looking from the road. And then there is a gentleman that lives in Baltimore that rents out his home next to us. So he's rarely there. It's more like a party house.
How big is your property?
I think it's an acre.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One down. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant has stated that it has not had a substantially adverse effect to the uses of neighboring adjacent properties, nor does she believe that it will in the future with more children, and we didn't hear anything to the contrary, so... Excuse me, sinuses are killing me. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,351.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,351.
Do we have a number of children
for that? As a requested for 200.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,351 is approved for 200 children.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Motion
have a good
approved.
Night.
Good luck.
You too, man.